Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrim Taswir Al Hayawani Fi Bisatin or Hajarin or Thobin or Dirhamin or Mukhtatin or Dinarin or Wisadatin or Ghayri Dhalik, wa Tahrim Ittikhadi Suwari wa Tahrim Ittikhadi Suwari Fi Hayatin wa Saqfin wa Satrin wa Imamatin wa Thobin wa Nahwiha wa Al Amri Bi Itlafi Shura. The chapter on the prohibition of making images of living things on rugs, on stones. Images of living things means pictures of living things on rugs, on stones, on clothes, on dirhams, on cushions, on dinars, on pillows, etc. The prohibition of forming images on walls, on roofs, on curtains, on turbans, on clothes, etc. And the command to obliterate the images. Obliterate the images means to cover the image. Cover the image doesn't mean just to take out the eyes. Sometimes people think just take out the eyes, take a pen and take out the eyes. Obliterate the image means take out the whole head. The whole head needs to be covered. As we'll come across in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will explain that the head needs to be removed. In other words, if you're covering the murat, you're covering the picture of a living being, of an animate object, and the thing you need to do is to take out the whole head, not just the eyes. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الذين يصنعون هذه السورة يعذبون يوم القيامة يقال لهم أحيوا ما خلقتم متفق عليه. هذا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said those who make images will be punished on the day of Qiyamah. They will be told, bring to life what you have created. Bring to life what you have created. So those who make images will be punished on the day of Qiyamah, and they will be told, bring to life what you have created. And then in another hadith will come, we'll see that they will be told that blow life into this image that you have created, and they won't be able to blow that life, and they will be punished in this regard. So this is not something small. The prohibition of here refers to animate objects. Obviously, inanimate person takes a picture of a tree, a person draws a picture of a tree, then there is no problem. Or a person creates an image of a tree, then there is no issue. But the issue is when he creates an image, something like an idol, where there is a face, where there is an animate object of an animal, some living thing. Now here is a very, very big problem. Or a person takes a photograph of a living thing, or a person draws something with eyes, nose, ears, etc. So all this we got to be very, very careful of. You will see how many ahadith, not only here in this kitab, but if you look in Bukhari Sharif, look in Muslim Sharif, look in Ahadith Sharif, there are so many, many ahadith warning a person about creating pictures. So may Allah Pak protect us. This is something that is becoming more and more common, and people don't regard it as a sin anymore. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, one of his satis was telling me, his friends, I also heard this from him, that he would strongly recommend that if a person had to read a newspaper, first he wouldn't encourage people to read newspapers, but at that time that was the only news media available, and there wasn't access to the internet, etc. So he would say that tear out all the pictures first, then you start reading the paper. And one of his sati's friends were telling me that by the time he would finish with a newspaper, it would be almost as though it's in shreds. So careful he was of taking out that murat. That murat mustn't remain, and before going sleeping at night, ensuring that there's no pictures of faces exposed anywhere in the house, completely covered everything should be. So let us see how we can also be careful. Unfortunately, nowadays, people are being very relaxed about it. When it's photography, taking photos of the children, taking photos of the family, taking photos of this person, sometimes taking selfies of themselves and sending it out. But here there are so many ahadith warning us. Even sometimes you may argue that yes, with digital there is a difference of opinion. But whether there is a difference of opinion or not, by the amount of hadith we can see warning us on picture making, that enough is sufficient to tell us that the road of caution, the road of being careful, the road of precaution is that we don't get involved in picture making, in photography at all, whether it's digital, whether it's not digital, whatever it is. If there are so many hadith warning us of the seriousness of taking photography, how careful we should be. In fact, ulama explain that where a person now takes or he makes pictures and his intention is to imitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one that creates living things, his intention is to imitate, that this actually goes on to disbelief. Where a person just takes it, that's a big guna in itself, it's a sin in itself. But where his niyat is specifically to imitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that goes even to kufr and disbelief. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, قَدِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ سَفَرٍ وَقَدْ سَتَرُتُ سَهْوَةً لِي بِقِرَامٍ فِيهِ تَمَاثِيلُ فَلَمَّا رَاهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَلَوَّنَ وَجْهُهُ وَقَالَ يَا عَائِشَةَ أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الَّذِينَ يُضَاهُونَ بِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ قَالَتْ فَقَطَعْنَاهُ فَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُ وِسَادَةً أَوْ سَادَتَيْنِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned from a journey whilst I had covered the porch of my house with a curtain which had images on it. So she had hung up a curtain on the porch of the house and it had some images on it, some pictures on it, with faces, animate objects. It had some pictures on it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw it, his face changed color. Now imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming from a journey. This is the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he had seen this, the color of his face had changed. Now look at the response of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she didn't start arguing, she didn't start questioning, she didn't say that you just came up with a pull face, from so far you came, you could at least made salam, ask me how I'm feeling, nothing like that. She just noticed that the color of the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had changed. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Aisha, those who will receive the severest punishment by Allah on the day of Qiyamah will be those who make things like the creation of Allah." She said, so we cut it up and made one or two pillows from it. Cut up that fabric that curtain was made of wood and now made pillows out of it. In other words, we didn't even leave that curtain like that. We cut it up completely. In the one more hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qala, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, كل مصور في النار يجعل له بكل سورة صورها نفس فيعذبه في جهنم قال ابن عباس فإن كنت لا بد فاعلا فاصنع الشجرة وما لا روح فيه متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه narrates, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, every person who makes an image will be in the fire of Jahannam. See how serious this is. Every person who makes an image will be in the fire of Jahannam. Life will be given to that very image that he had made, and it will then punish him in hell. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that if you have to do so, if you have to make a picture, you have to draw some picture, some art, or you need to do something that creates some type of an image, if you have to do so, then you may make trees and objects which are inanimate, a scenery, a beautiful scenery like an ocean, like a mountain, like a garden, something like that. There is absolutely no harm. If you have to do something, then do something which is not animate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq as we go along. We see there are so many ahadith warning us that this is not something to be taken lightly. It's something that we should be very, very, very careful of. In one malfooz of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh, recently I read, Hazrat mentioned that times are such that if a person had to speak out against photography, people will think that this person is an outdated person. And what are you talking about? This is something that's normal. Picture making and taking photos of people and making pictures of animate objects, this is something that is normal. He mentioned that because of the times and fitnas that will be lashing and coming down, and that are coming down, if somebody have to speak out, in other words, speaking of what the hadith is saying, people will actually think that person now to be outdated. And then he went further on to say that if somebody had to speak out against television, then forget people accepting what this person is saying. Some people will even come and show him the fazail and the benefits of having a television in your house and how many benefits there is of being involved in television. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. These are the fitnas of the time, the different facade that are coming. We should be very careful. Let us not get confused and debate now, is this, maybe it is leeway, maybe it is no leeway. Rather we should take the precaution and stay on the safe road. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like this picture making, he got upset, he came from a journey, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha noticed that change in the color of the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't even tolerate. We could have argued that that curtain that was hanging, that curtain, he could have just taken a pen or something and colored out the faces, but that whole curtain was cut up to show us how serious this is. with regards to picture making. Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.